Good evening. Welcome to The Buck Stops Here. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the program tonight, Rajesh and Nupur Talwar, the parents of Arushi Talwar, the young girl found murdered in her home in 2008, have been acquitted. They will walk out of jail soon. It was a brutal double murder case. Arushi was found murdered, and so too was their domestic help, 45-year-old Hemraj. The Talwars were accused of murder and sentenced to life in jail. But today, the Allahabad High Court said the CBI has failed to prove beyond reasonable doubt that the Talwar couple killed Arushi and Hemraj. In cases where you depend on circumstantial evidence, the court said, the benefit of the doubt goes to the accused. And so the Talwars will be out of jail because the evidence presented against them simply never stacked up. But the big question remains, who killed Arushi? Who killed Hemraj? There is justice for Rajesh and Nupur Talwar today, said the court. But is there any justice at all for Arushi and Hemraj? That's our big debate. The dentist couple Nupur and Rajesh Talwar are innocent of killing their teen daughter Arushi and their domestic help Hemraj in 2008. That's what the Allahabad High Court said today, stressing that it was giving them the benefit of the doubt. Arushi was found dead in her bedroom. Hemraj was the main suspect till his body was found hours later on the roof of the Talwar home in Noida. The CBI has said that it will study today's verdict before deciding whether to appeal against the Talwar's acquittal.
Dentist couple Nupur and Rajesh Talwar acquitted by the Allahabad High Court of their daughter Arushi and domestic help Hemraj's murder. 4 years after they were convicted and jailed by a CBI court in 2013.
It's been an exhausting journey for us, and it's been very trying times for our family. We've suffered a lot in the last almost 10 years now.
I had seen them suffering, and at my age it was very trying for me to see my daughter and son-in-law were put behind the bar for the crime they did not commit.
Rajesh and Nupur Talwar will walk free from a Uttar Pradesh prison in the next day or two.
Inside court number 40 at the Allahabad High Court, very high drama since about 12:30 in the afternoon. There were hundreds of people inside the courtroom, as many as 250 to 300. It was almost difficult to breathe. The judges came in around 2:35 p.m. They read out the order for about 5 minutes. By the end of it, when they read out the acquittal verdict, there was a collective gasp amongst all those who were listening.
The Allahabad High Court rejected the CBI argument that circumstantial evidence indicts the Talwars. The judges today said that the Talwar couple killed Arushi and Hemraj. The CBI has failed to prove that no one else entered the house during the night. The court said that in cases where you depend on circumstantial evidence, the benefit of doubt goes to the accused.
The CBI case of putting Hemraj in Arushi's room and setting up a case that both were assaulted and murdered in that room, we will able to prove to the Honorable Division Bench that this case was seriously flawed.
Now, former CBI Director A.P. Singh, under whose watch part of the investigation happened, agreed with the court that there wasn't enough evidence, but said the available evidence stands against the Talwars.
The court has also given them benefit of doubt. It has not said that they're innocent. They just said that there isn't sufficient evidence. And that is exactly what we said. Because in a court, you have to prove it beyond all reasonable doubt.
The CBI that used two separate teams to investigate the case said an appeal to the Supreme Court would be considered only after a detailed study of the order. With Sunetra Chaudhary and camera person Ramesh Verma, this is Alok Pandey, NDTV.
Well, joining us to debate this and to perhaps look at the equally important question, what about Arushi and Hemraj and justice for them? Will there ever be justice? Today is not just about the Talwars walking out of jail. They will walk out of jail. A lot of people have welcomed that. But what about justice in this case? Joining us to debate this, KTS Tulsi, the senior advocate with the Supreme Court, Sanjay Hegde, also senior advocate with the Supreme Court, and Maxwell Pereira, former Joint Commissioner of Delhi Police. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. Mr. Tulsi, let me come to you first. Do you believe it's a travesty of justice when the CBI special court had said that murder charges should have been placed on the Talwars, because as the court today, the Allahabad High Court today said, that circumstantial evidence is just not enough to convict somebody of murder.
No, circumstantial evidence in some cases is found to be sufficient, because if all the chain of circumstances is complete, then of course it does implicate people. You see, we in India follow a civilized criminal jurisprudence, and that civilized criminal jurisprudence says that if that not 99 guilty people may go scot-free, but one innocent must not be punished. Now, in this case, since the doubt arises in the mind of the court, it's the conscience of the court, which ultimately is the law. So, it doesn't mean, the CBI itself said that there is not sufficient evidence. It's the court which chose to frame charges.
But Mr. Tulsi, the court today said...
It's not that the CBI said that frame charges.
The court today said, in cases where you depend on circumstantial evidence, the benefit of doubt goes to the accused. If the court, if circumstantial evidence was all that the CBI was relying on initially, and despite the CBI actually saying that, look, we may not have enough to go with, was it not peculiar that another court had said that, no, what you have is good enough, let's frame the charges?
You see, even when the investigating agency says that there is not enough evidence, and the court chooses to reject the opinion of the investigating officer, then the court frames charges, and it is the duty of the investigating agency then to bow to the wisdom of the court and prosecute them. So that's exactly what has happened. It's not that the CBI thrust the case on the court,
okay,
or a false case. They said that these are the circumstances. We don't think they are sufficient, but the court said these are sufficient. This is a difference of opinion between the between the trial court and the high court. It's a judgment or reversal. The third court, that is the Supreme Court, may come to a different conclusion.
Mr. Hegde, the fact of the matter is that while they have been released because the evidence presented against them, the judges believe, didn't add up. They've been let off. But, it's in a sense a perverse release, isn't it? Because... They haven't been declared innocent.
See, Indian law has only two categories, guilty and not guilty. It does not have a third category called not proven. So therefore, as far as the Talwars are concerned, today's High Court verdict of acquittal is a clean acquittal, irrespective of what the reasoning is. Now, let me get to the reasoning. In a circumstantial evidence case, the law is that the entire chain of circumstance, each link of that chain has to be proved. If anywhere that chain must unerringly point to one and only one conclusion.
Yes.
That is the guilt of the accused. Now, if the chain breaks at any stage, then the case is not proven. If the chain does not point only to the guilt of the accused, but possibly points to somebody else also, then again the benefit has to go to the accused. And that is what has happened here, because even taking the chain of circumstances as proved by the prosecution could not prove that nobody else entered that house.
Right.
So, if you cannot exclude the possibility that somebody else has done it, then you have to give the benefit of doubt to the accused.
And neither is there, neither perhaps were they able to decisively prove that Hemraj was also in that room.
Doubt.
Okay, I want to go across, as Nalini Singh joins us in the studio, I want to go first across to Maxwell Pereira. Mr. Pereira, the sum and substance of the evidence which was provided by the CBI and even earlier was that there was a dressed up scenario where the Talwars had methodically ensured that the scene of the murder, as far as their daughter was concerned, was dressed up. And there is several points, 15, 16 points, which were presented. The fact that was seen by the judges today as being insufficient, does that not indicate a profound failure of investigators at all levels?
Vishnu, I think at the outset I must confess, I had tweeted much before the judgment or the verdict came out today that the verdict is likely to be an acquittal, and specifying these very reasons given by the court are the reasons for which the acquittal will result in. And that having said, throughout the investigation and the public debates that were on all channels, my stand was very clear, and I, for whatever these lapses which were pointed out by the listed by the CBI, I had concluded that there is no one else the needle of suspicion points at other than the parents. But that was not enough without the proper evidence to connect, as has been pointed out by both the counsels before me.
Mr. Pereira, and, that the needle,
this is precise,
that do you still believe the parents murdered Arushi and Hemraj?
It's not the question of my belief. I have to respect this thing. What is that?
No, I'm asking you about your beliefs. We all have to respect the courts. Court, that goes without saying. I'm asking you a pointed question because, you know, this
yes.
you do believe that the parents were responsible for the murder of Arushi and Hemraj.
I do believe that there is no other suspect.
Okay. Mr. Hegde, how would you respond to that? Because the flip side of that is that these were parents, who people who knew them, people who saw the family, people who saw evidence of the family, couldn't fathom even remotely that there would be a motive to carry out this murder. And if there was a motive, there needs to be evidence. That evidence was never conclusive enough. So do you believe it's time for people to move on and accept the verdict of this court?
I have doubt if at all it was a murder. At best, it could have been a manslaughter.
Mr. Hegde?
Let me clarify here. What is murder? Murder is mere common assault with unfortunate consequences. Sometimes it is not unknown for parents to hit children. Say, children to then go and hit something else, or any kind of accident to happen as a consequence of an initial blow. I am not going to say one way or the other as to who did it, but to hold as an emotion that parents can never be guilty of killing their children, that goes contrary to human nature. There have been very many cases, very many circumstances, but today what we must accept is this: that suspicion is not proof. You may have any amount of suspicion about any person.
I get that point, sir. I get that point.
In a court of law, in a criminal court of law, you have to prove it beyond all reasonable doubt.
Okay.
In this case, the judges had a reasonable doubt that others, that is the servants or anybody else, could have got into that house.
Nalini, the way this was also played out, very unfortunately, was in this bizarre media interest. People pronounced them guilty. People said that they need to be hanged, the parents. And today we've got this judgment. So what does that really say about the way in which this was reported?
I think
the worst of Indian media?
Yeah, Vishnu, my apologies for being late. But
on.
I just want to say that it is the most shameful face of the Indian media in this murder. And then there has been a slide downhill after that. And I really have to say that those who put out these theories of wife swapping, of neglect of a girl child, etc., they now today are accountable. After all, the High Court's verdict means something. So they must stand up, the media, and say what exactly happened. And, you know, the whole
of
case...
Of slander. Destroying the
of defamation.
Of individuals,
you know,
of
and
defamation.
You're saying, you know, people are saying that the stories were leaked by the police, the UP police, and then later on by other police. And therefore, what could the media do? It picked it up. I'm asking you a question. Are we babies? Do we not have a moral filter? Are we going to take everything that comes?
No, so but today that's just the point. Perhaps there is no moral filter in the rush for generating viewership ratings, the way it happens in our television system, when you don't have the opportunity of cross-checking fact. You just get what is presented to you, put it on television with flashy supers, and that becomes
news. So now do you know what that's called? Fake news.
Yeah.
This is fake news. Yeah. And I would say that if we're going to go down this skid row, then we might as well...
Well, we are well and truly down that
skid row. We are down there. And the other thing I would say is the whole case is predicated on the fact that there were four persons in that flat. Two killed two. But the CBI came to me and corroborated with me and our Nepali channel that there were seven persons in that flat that night and two got killed. Now, why does, after corroboration with an independent source, who, you know, we have no idea, in July 2008 they did this, why did they not pursue it to its bitter end? So there is the credibility of the CBI has got such question marks today. It'll take a long time. It's almost indelible now, these question marks. Integrity and credibility of the CBI. Two teams, same two murders,
not just
same
the CBI,
evidence.
The Noida UP, police before that.
Let's not
it
even
was
go
ridiculous.
There. In 1.5 days, he can do an honor killing, Mr. Gursharan Das, DGP of Uttar Pradesh Police. So I would say that so much is wrong. But when we say, I've heard channels saying, so nobody killed Arushi and Hemraj. I'm saying, don't be so pussy-footed. There is a Nepal, Nepal connection, if there is. Kindly persuade.
Okay, I want to ask Mr. Tulsi that question. Sir, the talwars are out. The murderer is still at large. So is this case over? Is it done and dusted? Is it reasonable for anybody to go to the Supreme Court? Does it make sense for the CBI to go to the Supreme Court? Or is this it? There will never be justice for Arushi and Hemraj.
See, I can tell you that normally, in a case judgment or reversal, the prosecution will go to Supreme Court. But whether they go or not, I have no idea of knowing. But I want to tell you one thing. There is something like Section 97 of the IPC. Section 97 says nothing is an offence if it is done in exercise of right of private defence.
Yes.
Now, right of private defence extends to your dear ones, near and dear ones. Right of private defence extends to defending your property. The law doesn't expect you to be a coward. The law expects you to protect your near and dear ones against heinous crime. Now, if let us assume that some parent finds that their daughter is in a compromising position and they swing a danda which hits the back of the head.
No, but then how was Arushi killed?
Murder.
They killed their own daughter.
It won't be manslaughter. No, even if it's your own daughter, it won't be murder. It's not killing. The Section 97 says nothing is an offence. It's a complete defence to grave and sudden provocation.
That explains
a certain... There is no offence at all.
So
but
we can't,
many people don't know it.
We can't prejudge. We cannot restart the investigation based on all of these points which have been comprehensively rejected. But I need to end this debate over here and perhaps reflect on what we can reflect on, because that's been decided by a court of law, that the talwars are out of court, of jail at this stage. Very soon they will be out. They've been in jail for 4 years. This was a murder committed almost a decade back, for which there is still not any justice. But one way or the other, the talwars are out of jail at this stage. But so many questions need to be answered about our system of law, about our system of policing in this country. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us.